pieces of me stacked so neatly on the shelf. Little dreams I put to sleep, they were too big to be held. Years of dust they collected, hidden from the light. Curious what I'll find there, scared of what I might. I don't know what I'm searching for. I don't know what I hope to find. Pieces of me, pieces of me. Picture perfect moment. Everyone to see, look a little closer, we're all hiding something. I don't know what I'm searching. Pieces of me, pieces of me, pieces of me, pieces of me.
That was Casey Christensen and Liam Kyle Cahill, our guests this week on The Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Uncle Nick.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios, high above UNR campus with the best porta potties in town and the historic downtown Reno area. It's the biggest little city in the world, and we are the worst little podcast in the world. And I'm your host, Nick Ramirez, here with Cadillac Kim, Chewbacca, Dogwater Dick, Patrick's here. We got Casey Christensen and Elisa Garcia.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Oh, so professional. Look it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got rid of those porta potties, though.
Oh, that's damn. Sad.
I missed out.
Joey, where do you dump now?
I find other. There's so many great toilets on that campus, but the ones that I particularly love that I would, when I was driving for Uber and I would just go sit and I'd be able to clean his potties. Now that they're putting a new football practice facility up, the indoor thing, they're like doing this whole big construction zone so you can't access those porta potties anymore.
Damn it.
Damn. Yep.
Well, sorry,
but
ladies
it was
and
a great time using those for those years.
It was an era.
You're going to have to go to the Maverick like the rest of us.
But
peasants.
The physics building at UNR has so many. The bathrooms in there have such great acoustics, and there's never anybody in there.
Unbelievable.
And there's great handicap parking right outside the door.
Oh. Is that the one with the stairwell?
Yes,
that has
with
the great echo.
The echo stairwell too, which is
it's like a 30-second plate reverb. Yep. Sound. It's amazing. Amazing.
Do you want to? Be having this put out there in the public, dude?
No, never mind.
What if they're
allegedly?
What if they're looking for you?
They can look all they want.
Like it's that guy.
No, but every person that wants
a public
to take
place.
A crap in that area is going to be going there now.
It's a state university. I mean,
you just blew up your spot.
Yeah, nobody's going to go. Nobody even knows where the physics building is.
He's not the first person to blow up that spot.
No. So the one at the Rock Museum is pretty nice, too, because it's old school.
Wait, we have a rock museum?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Well, it's a mining town. Yeah.
Sorry, when you said rock museum, I was like, oh, a rock, like punk rock museum.
At the north end of the quad area of the campus. In the, it's in where the Keck Museum is. There's an upstairs area and a down. I mean, it's a beautiful. They have a great mineral and rock museum.
We went there.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we went there when we went to do that talk about the podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then in the basement, the Mackie Silver Collection is there, and it's just gorgeous.
And the Mackie Silver Collection was in the 1800s Paris exhibition of what was that called? The World's Fair.
The World's Fair, yes. Mm.
And that was and now it's just Tiffany and Company like displayed that as their coolest thing that they ever made for the Paris exhibition.
It's very impressive. And now that silver's so high, it's probably worth $1 billion, and it's just sitting there in the basement at the Keck Museum.
Calm down, Patrick.
I mean, dude, trust one me. Of those stolen pieces could keep the studio running for a year.
Yeah.
That's not that much.
No.
We're going to Ocean's 18 it.
I mean, even though it's nice and quiet and the building always seems like there's nobody there, I guarantee if you try to do that, there's somebody's going to show up.
Just one guy?
Just one guy?
Yeah.
We can take one guy.
I think we can take one guy, yeah. But
it's worth a trip. Anyways, back to the show.
Back to the show. Welcome, everybody. And Liam is here with Casey. Casey's here. And Alisa, Reno Poet Laureate, is here. Everybody.
Welcome.
Yay.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Sorry. Thank you. You don't have to snap. It's just like one of those dorky things that poets do. But I highly encourage it because it's less distracting than applauding. But you can do whatever.
It's adorable.
It's such an artsy thing.
When everybody breaks out clapping, it just makes me feel like, man, something just happened, you know?
I feel like I like being, like, hollered at a little bit more than, like, people clapping in the middle of things. There's someone who just, like, will slap or, like, snap in the middle of your poem, and then I'm like, oh, he's really feeling it. But then there's, like, some people who are like, yes, poet, and I'm like, oh, hell yeah. I'm doing it.
Nice.
That makes sense.
Amazing. No golf claps, please.
Yeah, no. Poets love attention. We're like Tinkerbell. If you don't give us attention, we die. So, so please pay attention.
I had a friend who was a Marine, and when he clapped his hands, he would like cup his hands a little bit, and it was the most loud, forceful clap. It felt like I was being assaulted every time he clapped for me.
That's Liam. He has the world's loudest clap.
Oh, God.
Like, I can't stand next to him. It like hurts my ears. Wow. Like he's a loud clapper.
Power clap.
I know. I don't.
Power clap.
I was like, what you know, say, you don't win an clap. Award.
Oh, no. Yeah, you guys, we pegged how this episode was going to go from the very beginning. Like an hour ago, I was like, oh, this is going to go off the rails real fast.
And that's okay.
Hell yeah.
Well, welcome, Casey and Alisa, to our second installment of this year's Women's March show.
Women's March.
Thank you. Thank you.
It is International Women's Month, Women's History Month, etc.
Mm-hmm.
We feature amazing badass women all throughout the year, but we just like to specifically focus on women during the month of March because you guys deserve a little extra attention.
Mm-hmm. And you.
International Women's Day was 23 hours this year, and I think that's bullshit.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
It's the worst.
Shortchanged.
Oh. They took something from us. It's really giving like
dare them.
Yeah,
they are inequality right now.
Yep.
I'm highly
it did happen at 2 a.m.
I add how much I hate periods.
What?
I didn't hear the full thing.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did. That was it.
I think they're evil, and you guys should get that hour back.
I mean, what about you know, February being Black History
short,
Month?
Short,
oh, the shortest.
Month.
Yeah. They're like, well, we'll give you a month.
We could do it next month when there's three extra days, but nah.
God.
Yep.
America.
Everybody always trying to take something from you.
America.
Just got to rub it in. In some way, they got to rub it in, right? But Elisa, you were here for the very first year of Women's March that we started doing this.
Yeah.
Was that 8 years ago?
Yeah, it was 8 years ago. I was featured with Kelly Proud. And that, I think that episode kind of was unhinged too. So like, I feel like
yes,
it's very
it was
fitting.
Traditional.
It's very fitting that we're going off the rails already.
Oh, hell yeah.
I think all of them, pretty much all the good ones are. Last week's episode was pretty fun too.
It was awesome.
We went on some tangents.
I can't imagine you having like super hinged episodes. Like I feel like they're probably a little more
do.
Unhinged.
Like usually, it's like when our guests are like
hinged.
More square.
Yeah, or they're like teenagers or like work for the government or something.
Or uncomfortable,
you know,
for some reason.
We can't say the F word.
Yeah, or if they're doing a character that often felt hinged.
Yeah.
And so, but other than that, it's been great.
As opposed to Grindr'd?
What? Oh.
Yeah, I got it.
Womp
womp. Is Hinged an app?
Yes.
Hinge.
An app. It's a dating app.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know about any of that stuff. I feel like an old man about
it. For like carpenters or something?
You're not my carpenters.
You're like, I got a tool belt.
That would be so hot. I love that. That would be a thing.
Oh, man.
Rick, do you have any of those apps on your phone?
No, I'm so boring. I'm completely...
Do you date, Rick?
No, not at all. Oh. It's never sad. Like, I don't think about it because I have so many friends and so much work. My life is
Where
so
would you
full.
Have time?
Right, and so my life is so full, I feel so fulfilled, everything's really great. But then when I'm at the doctor's office once a year, they'll look at me, and the lady who's like interviewing me before I see the doctor that's checking me in the MA, she'll look at me and she'll ask me all these questions, and one of them will be, are you sexually active? And I'll be like, no. Like, I won't even pause. I'm just like, no.
You should just lie and say
That's
yes.
when it's, I'll be like, it's
Hell
amazing.
Yeah.
You would not believe the amount of sex that I'm having. No, it's, so that's the only moment once a year that I feel like, man,
she's
I hate,
judging you.
It was so, weird when you say it out loud to another human being that you barely know. It's like, now I'm like,
oh,
I should get out more often.
It's okay. You can tell
like
me I'm a doctor.
You want to ask about their sex life.
Really.
I was just thinking that.
She's like, are you sexually active? No, I should just turn to him and be like, you sound like fun. We should hang out.
Hey, your mom's sexually active.
Well, Rick, maybe one day that hot doctor will come along.
You got Doc G.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not intending to. I'm not intending. He can't be my doctor.
Yes.
No.
He's barely 18. So, and, but the, I mean, because he can't be a doctor at 18. Not you guys.
He's got some pre-med to do.
For real, like years of it. And by then I'll be 80.
Well,
so,
anyways.
So yeah. But I'm not purposely not doing that. It just never happens. So yeah, I don't know what those apps are like, but I do have gay friends, and they tell me stories from those apps. And it sounds like it's a fun, crazy world where anything can happen, you guys.
Roll of the dice.
Yeah, for real. So super fun.
You could meet Republican congresspeople on this app.
Oh, I love them sometimes. It's like, oh, you think what? Really? That's amazing.
That's interesting.
Let's cuddle.
Are you sexually active?
Let's cuddle.
Yeah.
Big spoon or little spoon?
I assume you are because you're on Grindr.
You obviously would like to be.
Yeah. Good times, you guys.
All right. So we've officially...
We've gotten the awkward jokes out of the way. Okay.
Yes. What's the daily life of a poet laureate like?
Yeah, really.
You know, it's really not that fancy because I still have like a full time job, and so I work at a youth homeless shelter Monday through Friday, then I have a bunch
She's
of like
literally a saint, you guys, literally,
mm-hmm. and then I have a fancy, you know, professional poet life outside of it. So like my schedule is pretty insane because I work and then. I do things like I came to the podcast and then I have a night at the library happening at Huffaker School this week. And then, you know, I have to travel and go do like a collaboration with another poet laureate. So honestly, it's a little bit chaotic, but I feel like I thrive in chaos, so it kind of fits. But I mean, open mics are traditionally like part of Poet Laureate tasks that we're supposed to do, but Jesse James Ziegler started Monday Night Poetry, and so he continues to host it, and I just get to like attend and be showered with love or like try new poems out on people.
And where is that Monday Night Poetry happening at?
So it's at Shims every Monday. It starts at 6:30, and it's free, and usually there's a workshop at 5:30.
And do you have to get on a list at the beginning if you wanted to engage?
Yeah, you have to get on the list. Poetry nights are pretty popular, and so it gets full pretty often. So if you are not on there, then you likely will not be able to
perform. And the list doesn't happen beforehand. It happens at the beginning of the night,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay. It happens at the beginning of the night. You can be sneaky and have a friend sign you up. That's allowed, Ayo. But usually it fills up pretty fast.
Nice.
And I don't have, like, special privileges as Poet Laureate. If I don't sign up, your girl's not performing.
So those are your official duties as Poet Laureate.
So technically, I am the voice of Reno. So I have to represent the community through poetry. And if they have any special events that they want me to write a poem for or perform a poem for, like, you know, if a new hospital were to open and they wanted me to write a piece for that, I'd have to show up and do it. But I have some fun, like, workshops and things that are coming soon. I'm a bird nerd now. I like stopped drinking and became a bird watcher.
Wow.
Dude, that's how it fucking happened.
Yeah, weird things.
Bird watching.
I quit drinking and started smoking a pipe, and I'm like, what the fuck?
You know, like I told you guys I was 85. So, so we're going to do a walk at Idlewild with a ranger, and we'll do like bird watch / poetry walk. So that's going to be coming up. But you have to do 2 specialized events a year, which is like, honestly, kind of nothing, because I feel like I'm constantly doing events. But that's like the pretty big one. So basically, I have to be like ready to do poetry at all times, which is kind of like intimidating, because if you're not ready and someone's like, do a poem, I'm like, mm-hmm. This is not a party trick, my guy. Like,
I don't
want to just like say a poem at you.
But you did come prepared to give us some poetry tonight.
I did. I brought.
See, she's ready.
Yeah, I am. I'm ready now. I prepared myself for this.
Awesome.
But I did bring my poetry zine. I printed a poetry zine last year, and I've never printed any of my poetry. I always was like, I don't know. I feel like it was a huge step to have my words like in physical form to like mm-hmm. give them to people, because I feel like it's a little part of me. And so I'm like, here's my guts, like, you're welcome. And so I have a zine now. And then we just released a poetry anthology called Isn't Monday Yet? And it's all the poets who have touched stage at Monday Night Poetry. So
rad.
I have a couple different things that I can say. I just haven't decided which one yet.
What's the name of the poetry zine?
Isn't Monday Yet? Or the zine? Sorry. The zine is Aya. So it's about me being Mexican-American and a woman, and all the poems in it are just about my identity. And I wanted it to be Aya because I wanted it to confuse some people, like
Ella.
Yeah, I wanted it to confuse people, and I wanted them to have to ask, like, how do you pronounce that? Because I think being a woman is so important to me, and it's something that's a focal point in a lot of my poetry. And so I felt like it was very appropriate to put it out there.
So if people are looking it up, it's ELLA.
Yeah, and you can buy it at Radical Cat.
Nice.
Yeah, so I have it available at Radcat. And I was just telling my boyfriend, like, I ran out of zines. Like, this is my last zine that I can sell, aside from the ones that are at Radcat. So I don't know if I'm going to print more, because they're hand-stitched, and it's a pain in the ass.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like DIY is, but those are, like, everybody who's got one is like, precious. This is precious.
Yeah. I wanted to do something that was like very DIY, because I'm very much inspired by Riot Girl. And so I wanted to have like a zine that was kind of put together, but like slightly more adult. Like, even though I don't quite feel like I'm an adult, even though I'm in my mid-30s now, I wanted it to just look very unique. And yeah, it's very like pasted together, but then it's very dainty, and I have pink thread throughout it, and it's nice.
And there are still copies at Radical Cat for now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll probably print more once I have the strength in my fingers to sew them all together.
Or what about a volume 2?
I was thinking, yeah, I want to do a volume 2, and I actually have an idea already. And I want to do another zine, but I want it to be called Swimming with Sharks. And I want it to be about, like, doing all the things that scare you. Because I feel like a lot of the time I try new things now. Dude, it's like I stop drinking and I'm like, I'm going to try this thing that scares the shit out of me. Mm-hmm. Don't know why, but, like, it seems to work really well with my life right now. And so, I don't know, I was thinking you can do poems about, like, falling in love because that's scary. But I one day I do want to swim with sharks and maybe, like, write a poem about it.
I know how you love sharks.
How do you know?
Because we've been friends for a really long time.
True.
Sharks are your favorite.
True. I also have them on me.
I know.
I have some sharks on me. Yeah. I do really love sharks, but I would like to swim with the whale sharks.
Is that your favorite shark?
No. My favorite shark is a black tip reef shark.
Okay.
Very specific.
Do they bite?
I mean, they would bite, but mostly they just hang around coral reefs and feed. So.
They bite fish.
They're too big.
Yeah. I don't think they would like
they
me.
They don't attack people.
Yeah.
They just attack little fish.
They're not like a tiger shark or like a bull shark. They wouldn't be as mean.
Well, either way, it'll be a great story.
Yeah.
I hate cookie cutter sharks. The cookie cutter sharks cut a perfect circle out like it was a cookie cutter cut.
What?
It's the creepiest thing ever.
And
they find tuna that have perfect circles as if somebody drew just a perfect circle and cut it down one inch.
And then they
swim around with these cuts taken out of them as if somebody came by with a cookie cutter and did that. And there's one guy that had it happen to his chest. He was attacked by one. And they're smaller sharks. But the fact that they suck on and just take out a perfect circle inch down
is not just a guy doing practical jokes. Like the crop circle guys.
No, it's really weird looking.
Looking at the circle looks
like a happy guy.
Gave me the creeps so bad. No, but look at the actual cook.
Look how weird it looks.
When they cut it out. It's so creepy.
He just looks so derpy. Like,
but did you see the cuts out?
I haven't seen the cuts. I just see his little mouth.
It's so upsetting. It's so upsetting.
Is that what that big black spot is?
Like, it'll show a tuna, and the side of it will just have these little pieces taken out. Oh. And it's like somebody came by with a hole punch, a giant hole punch, and just like ka-chunk, ka-chunk.
Wow.
So upsetting.
Cool.
The actual animal looks like it would be the boss of SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah. It kind of does.
Looks like a cross between a regular shark and a tapeworm.
It's got like people teeth.
Yeah. The teeth are very weird.
It's so creepy. Yeah, no, they just give me the creeps. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hijack the shark conversation.
You got a lot to look up after the show.
I mean, there are plenty of creepy sharks. That one's just kind of like a weird derpy guy. I don't know.
That's not what the tuna fish think.
Thank goodness I'm not tuna.
Oh, so you were going to grace us with a poem, right?
Yeah, I can. So I love that I get to be mildly, like, inappropriate on here because oftentimes I have to, like, interview with the city or, like, on the news or something and have to be appropriate.
You could be grossly inappropriate on here.
Yeah.
We could go hardcore if you want.
Honestly, if you're representing Reno, I am part of Reno, and I want our poet laureate to not be, like, penned in by societal
to be a cookie cutter. Yeah.
We're rough and tumble town out here in the
for sure. Rough.
Yeah.
It should be okay for you to say whatever.
But we know going to be Reno, man.
You can't go, like, do a
Well, and I think...
Tune.
I think that a lot of the time, like, I worry about being inappropriate, but then I'm like, dude, I'm just going to be myself and apply for this. And I'm like, y'all know you picked a wild card.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You picked a crazy one. Like,
yep.
But people like real, and you're real. Okay. I think there's more and more people want authentic and real and just, like, nobody's that good.
That's the reality.
This is just a hypothetical.
That's the best authentic.
Do you think that you could write a poem that's so obscene that they actually strip you of the poet laureate title?
Is this
a challenge?
I know. I'm like, challenge accepted. Honestly, I don't think I'm that crazy.
It's
but
not that
like,
bad.
If you get
tired of doing it, maybe that'd be something to think about.
Yeah. What would happen if you tried?
If I tried. I don't know. I mean, I could very well, like, if someone listened to this and they were like, Nevada Arts Council, take her title. They could, but, like, I feel like I just like calling things out that I do because I'm like, I'm fucking human and I make mistakes and I do a little bit of, like, crazy things and it doesn't matter. It's part of who I am. And some of y'all are crazy, too. We live in Reno, for God's sake.
If they take your title, do you have to give back your badge and gun?
I do.
Of all cities, I think Reno would be most likely to give their poet laureate a gun.
That checks out.
Honestly, if they did, like, I'm terrified of guns, so it would have to be like a water pistol.
Aww.
Like, I don't think I could have a real one.
Even a cap gun would be a little too much.
Yeah, I get startled easily. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, sounds like that. Mm-mm.
Well, we were just talking about facing your fears.
I know, so maybe I need to get one.
Loud noises.
Loud noises.
It's a birthright here. You have to you're in Nevada. Everybody has a gun.
And what kind of gun are you most afraid of? Get that one.
Okay, get that one. Oh, God. Literally any gun, so I can pick anything. But yeah, so this poem is called I Saw the Poet Laureate Naked. And I said it the day that I was appointed. And yeah, I hope you guys like it. Today, I have been appointed to Poet Laureate. It wasn't accidental, like at work when I did my job too well and got promoted to something more important. I hope my former friends see my headshot on Facebook when they're doom-scrolling instead of talking to one another. I hope they get angry and I cause another argument by simply existing. I hope my rapist sees my photo online. I hope he knows that what he did to me did not forever break me. His touch may have fractured my body, but I healed through cast of resilience. I hope that kid at the rave who offered me a bottle of water and a lollipop while I was dripping sweat and my eyes were rolling in the back of my head sees my zine at the bookstore and smiles. I hope that guy I hooked up with in the walk-in at that one bar sees my smiling face and said, I saw the poet laureate naked, and high-fives his friends. I hope Emily is proud of me. I hope she knows she has kept my heart going, even on the days when I feel like giving up the most. She reminds me to always speak the truth and to dance when I don't know what else to do. I hope that my ex hears every poem I've ever written about him and feels like garbage because he spent so many years making me feel powerless. And I hope when he tries to pull the same moves on the next girl, she hits him where it hurts most, his ego. I hope that stranger at Goth Night who spun me around and said I was hot and ready reads the headline that I'm the new poet laureate, and I hope she still thinks I am in fact hot and ready. Call me Little Caesar. I hope I can make y'all happy. My brain keeps saying, call me imposter, but I keep looking back at everything I've done to get to this moment. I have earned this. I hope that you see me as authentic as I can be. I welcome you to get up on this mic and let your words take flight as we fight the things we battle silently. I have spent years self-destructing, but today I am healing this honor, this reward after running a lifelong marathon, blistered heels, failed slams, foggy brain, exhaustion from trying to keep poetry alive, this title that I don't take lightly, Reno, my community. I adore you, and I promise to do my best not to let you down.
Yay!
Nice. Yeah.
So good. So good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we are honored to have you, and it's your second time here. And yep.
Congratulations on your appointment.
What you did in 8 years.
Thank you. Yep.
Congratulations.
Thank
Lisa.
You so much.
That's super awesome.
I'm a grown up now. It feels real.
We're proud.
Does it feel real? When does it start feeling? I don't still feel like a grown up.
I don't know. I feel
do you
like
you guys feel like grown ups.
No,
it's when I wake up in the morning and try to jump out of bed.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I like bent down and my knees popped, and I was like, "Shit!"
Yeah,
I think I'm a grown up now.
I got a hip injury a couple years ago from getting up to answer the phone.
That'll guarantee like adult across your shirt now.
Damn, burns. It burns being old. Let's celebrate the Poet Laureate with some music from Liam and Casey.
Great idea.
Or Casey and Liam, I mean.
We really just did this to give Elisa a private concert.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm here for it.
It's all a ruse.
I love listening to Casey and Liam.
Well, this is when we talked about being able to share stuff that you wouldn't normally share. And this is kind of one of those songs that I wrote. And I kind of felt like, should I share that song? Is that something you do? But, you know, I feel like a lot of people can connect with this, so maybe you know a little bit about Wasted Tears.
No more wasted tears on you. Friendship. friendship was fun, but you never made me come. Why is it so hard to admit what we need? Put up with so much shit because of insecurity. No, no, no more wasted tears on you. I wasn't your cup of tea. It's okay though, 'cause I'd rather drink coffee. Oh, the six-pack abs, they were really very nice. But your lack of communication doesn't quite suffice. No, no, you. They're all dried up and kind of salty too. No, I'm not mad or even bitter. I'm just learning that I deserve better. Why is it so hard to admit what we with so much shit because of insecurity? No, no, la 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 la. Friendship was fun, but you know you never made me come. Why is it so hard to admit what we need? Put up with so much shit because of insecurity. No, no.
Anthem of Reno fuckboys.
I know. Well, I think everybody's dated that guy.
Yes.
Right? That was awesome. I love that. Yeah.
I'd like to dedicate this one to... You should just put bleeps in there, Rick. Just bleep, bleep, bleep.
Ha ha, six-pack abs. Yeah. That's all you got, buddy. So Casey
wasn't sure she wanted to record that at first. I had to like cheer her on from the sidelines.
It was one of those things of kind of like, I think because I have my son's 12 now, and so maybe it's a little bit different, but he was in elementary school, and I remember his teacher being like, "Oh, you're going to be putting out music." And I was like, "I kind of don't want her to hear that song though." But but again, I think there's some reality to life that, you know, I think we all go through things that sometimes it's hard to admit or, you know, whatever. And telling our story and putting it out there is, I think, really important. Even the parts that maybe aren't as, like you said, like picture perfect or, you know, not as palatable for everybody. But
yeah, it'll be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a reason they call it the blues, you know. I worked at Harris in the photo lab down there. And there was this guy who worked there in the casino, and he had like, you know, the feather hair and the six pack abs and the body. He looked like he could have been a Chippendales dude, right? He was one of the show guys in the thing. And then the comedian was there, Adam. I can't remember his last name, but Adam, the comedian, was there. And Chippendale walks up and he's all, "Hey, you want to come see me sing the blues?" And Adam looks at him. He's all, "What the fuck do you have to be blue about, bro?" He's all, "Nah, I'm good, you know." But that's what that reminds me of. It's like, you know, people, if it's hard on you, you make the best music. You know what I mean? If your life's all easy and stuff, who fuck wants to go see that? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think some of the best songs, I write a lot of sad songs or at least like introspective stuff. And I feel like
there's a lot of, you know, a lot of music comes out when you're, you know, at least the good stuff. And I guess you probably feel that way too, even with poetry. It's like sometimes you need an outlet. You feel all these things, and I'm a big feeler anyways. I'm an empath, and I'm, you know, I feel everything real strong. And so putting it into words and putting it into a song or a poem, or, you know, it's kind of like helping. I think it's therapy too. You're
release,
getting it out.
Yeah.
And then other people hear it and they're like, me, I feel that way too. And that's always
the ripple effects.
Yeah.
Yes, so putting
like
it out
the sad,
there.
I angry ones.
Yeah.
I don't really like angry ones. Mm. Liam knows this.
Hey, you know that good ass song you just played reminded me of something. We got to play a game.
Oh, it's another game.
We got a brand new game for you all to play. Everybody's going to play, including the host, except for me. I am the host of this part. And that's right, folks. It's good song, bad song. And what we do here is me and my friend John sit in the car and we hear songs. And I say, hey, John, is that a good song or a bad song? And he sits and explains to me why it is one or the other. And the game is I'll tell you the artist and then not the song, but you're going to guess whether or not John thinks it's a good or a bad song. So take place your bets. Rick, what do you think?
What's the band?
Oh, I'm sorry. And the band is Alanis Morissette.
Oh, God. He's going to say good song.
He's going to say bad song.
Bad song, good song. What do you think, Chewy?
I mean, I'm thinking he's going to say good song, but it does depend on the song.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I mean, I like the music that she does, but
I do too, some but songs, I think he's going to say
John might think one song or the other. So I'm gonna go with good song.
I think that she's
okay, two goods and a bad.
Good.
Have you guys heard what the kids are calling this genre of music these days?
What?
They're calling it cigarette mom music.
Okay, it's accurate.
You know, sometimes this generation really gets it right.
And I'm going to say good song.
All right, three goods and a bad. And you were crazy.
I was a good.
Good. All right, four goods.
I mean, I don't know, John, but I'm going to say good.
Okay. I think good.
Oh, mostly good. Kim's with the bad.
Right. Kim's the only bad?
What is
only because I know
what
him
does Doc G say?
If it's ironic, then a lot of the lyrics in that song are not actually ironic, so that one kind of bugs me. But
true. A lot of it is just bad luck.
Yeah, but that's just
I love
nitpicking.
Her.
I think
I'm
that's
just
a great
saying
song.
What he's going to think.
Yeah.
I was wrong last week, so.
All right. Mostly good, one bad. Let's see what it is. All right. Good song, bad song with John and Nick. John. Is this a good song?
This is a great song. Honestly, once in a while, like a really great song accidentally creeps onto pop radio. And over time, I've realized, you know, it is a song by a 16-year-old. But it's one of the best songs by a 16-year-old. It really is. Stamp of approval.
There you have it. Alanis Morissette.
So.
What is this song called?
One Hand in My Pocket.
One Hand in My Pocket. Good song. All right.
Yeah, that one was a good song. I thought it was going to be the other one. Ironic. And I thought he was going to have a lot to say about it. But was she 16?
Yeah, I think she was pretty young, 17.
Oh. Wow. Or he's just saying it sounds like that it could have been written by a 16-year-old.
I love that
it's from
song.
The mindset.
Anyways, John's crushing it.
You do so cover good. That song?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You want to do it now?
Sure.
Oh, no way. That's so rad.
Did Liam bring his harmonica?
Yeah.
We skip the harmonica.
And
Rick's
she mentioned,
got a harmonica, right?
No, you can't share harmonicas. Harmonica is a one-person instrument. When they hit it against their hands so that the spit comes out,
that's
fucking gross.
Like when a little kid has a harmonica and they give it to you to play, you don't play that shit.
No, I sure.
You do if it's your kid.
Yeah, nope. Maybe.
Uh-uh.
Well, no, I do if it's my kid.
Yeah,
okay, honey.
Nope.
She fed me a banana the other day. It was gross.
Wait, did Sharon chew on it or something?
She just had it in her hand. She's just all.
Just the bean.
Here, Daddy.
Push the button. Yeah, and it's like a game.
I will not even allow my boyfriend to hand me something if he hasn't washed his hands because he smokes, and I'm like, oh god, if you touch anything, if you don't wash your hands, everything's gonna taste like fucking cigarettes. Don't touch my fucking coke.
Oh,
like
man, that
you
feels
know?
Like the 80s to me.
Kids are rough like that. You lose that shit right away.
Oh god, no, I mean, that's why I don't have kids. I can't.
It's so like, funny that you said cigarette mom music is what they call it, and then it happened to be the only song that she mentions having a cigarette.
Oh, sure.
Are you really going to play it?
Yeah, you want it?
Hell
yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
This is spontaneously
rad. I like it, yeah.
Okay, cool.
I really like this game.
I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm tired.
I'm short, but I'm healthy, yeah. I'm high, but I'm grounded. I'm sane, but I'm overwhelmed. I'm lost, but I'm hopeful, baby. What it all comes down to is that everything's gonna be fine, fine, fine. 'Cause I got one hand in my pocket and the other one's giving a high five. Feel drunk, but I'm sober. I'm young and I'm underpaid. I'm tired, but I'm working, yeah. I care, but I'm restless. I'm here, but I'm really gone. I'm wrong and I'm sorry, baby. What it all comes down to is that everything's gonna be quite alright. 'Cause I got one hand in my pocket and the other one's flicking a cigarette. And what it all comes down to is that I haven't got it all figured out just yet. 'Cause I got one hand in my pocket and the other one's giving the peace sign. I'm free, but I'm focused. I'm green, but I'm wise. I'm hard, but I'm friendly, baby. I'm sad, but I'm laughing. I'm brave, but I'm chicken shit. I'm sick, but I'm pretty, baby. What it all boils down to is that no one's really got it figured out just yet. Well, I got one hand in my pocket and the other one's playing a piano. And what it all comes down to, my dear friends, yes, everything's just fine, fine, fine. 'Cause I got one hand in my pocket and the other one's hailing a taxi cab.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, that was so special. Thanks. I didn't think good. You guys were going to do it.
It's a fun one. That's a love great
song.
Similar.
What a coincidence.
It's a great song. Yeah. I know.
That worked out really well for my private show, guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it's going to be a long time before we play good song, bad song, and then the artist just whips out a cover.
Yeah, you set the bar high.
I mean, I don't know. Rock Shapaksha probably could have done a Loverboy cover if we'd asked, because that just seems like up their alley, but, you know, that's okay.
Oh, and they also got to do Sweet Child of Mine. They did the Lost episode last week. They got a double.
Yeah, that's right.
Double good song, bad song.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys,
I'm glad
we,
that's working out. That's can a we fun mention, segment.
Can we mention
our sponsor?
Our sponsor for
the Women's March sponsor we have.
So, and for this Women's March, we are sponsored by Asenza Salon and Sparks. You ready for the commercial?
Yeah. Asenza Salon and Spa, located in East Sparks, proud to be celebrating over 12 years as a local business. Hi, I'm Darcy Delavella, owner and esthetician at Asenza Salon and Spa. Manis, pedis, facials, hair services, nail services, massage, lash extensions, and permanent makeup. We offer great discounts on our products, Image, Dermalogica, Lyra, and Revitalash. We will customize a spa package for any occasion. For more information, please log on to our website at asenzasalonandmedispa.com or call 626-4600. That's 626-4600. We are located at the corner of North Los Altos and Vista Boulevard. Asenza. It's Italian for essence.
Aww,
who wants to
guys?
Have a spa day now? I want to have a spa day.
Spa day.
Hell yeah.
My sister works there, and it's a great little spa, you guys.
Nice. Have you gotten a massage there or anything done, Rick?
No, I've been there to meet my sister, but I've never done anything there at all. I don't know what to do. I've never had a manicure or a pedicure
what?
Or anything.
Man, oh,
really?
No.
Had,
get a manicure.
And I know it's amazing.
Dude,
and
the
I can't.
Pedis, yeah.
I'll tell you what, pedicure was like the coolest thing.
Hell yeah.
Ever. My wife and daughter got me that for Father's Day a couple years ago, and I was like, I guess I'll go with you guys. I left there feeling like $1 million.
Oh, yeah. God. Completely, 100%.
I do my own feet, so, and my, yeah.
Yep. More dudes need to go get pedicures. It's okay to be pampered, get all your calluses scrubbed off.
Yeah, you know your feet are nasty. I told the girl, I said, I'm sorry, you got to deal with my feet. They're nasty. They said, you know what? I see feet all day long. These are fine.
Yeah.
Are they hiring?
You should look into it.
You could do
man.
Like a volunteer thing at the library or something.
Yeah, me and the poet laureate.
You do it outside the downtown library.
Here's some palms and get a foot massage.
Yeah. Collaborating with booth. The city.
You should go to Burning Man and set up a booth for free foot massage.
Oh.
Starfish foot rub.
That's where you could get away with it.
But also,
wait, what am I getting away with?
So gross.
Also, yeah, Burning Man feet are the worst.
I know. I was like, I don't know if I'd want to be rubbing some Burning Man.
Yeah, you just gotta get like your bottle of vinegar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've had a Burning Man foot rub with the vinegar and everything. Oh man.
Yeah, well, that's what you gotta do. Yeah.
Because you guys, the worst feet I've ever seen were like in Truckee. Like in Truckee, everybody wears sandals, and some of those men's feet are horrific.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Gross Truckee hippie feet.
Cut the dogs away, you know?
You think you have a good pedicure place up there.
If you're a man in Truckee, put some shoes on.
Yeah. No, they never will. Icy. They never will. And they won't go to Ascenza like they should.
That's right. If you're listening to this, get your crusty ass feet to Ascenza.
Yeah, man.
They will take care of
their shoes on their private plane.
What?
So would they leave their shoes on their private plane?
Oh, in Truckee?
Yeah, because yeah, they're in Truckee. If you had that much money, you should have better feet. Okay.
That's right.
We're done.
All right. All
if
right.
I, if I get enough money, I'm getting rid of my feet. Dude.
What?
Yeah. They just weigh a lot. They're just in the way.
You know what I mean? Space.
Right.
Well, I get some new
well,
ones.
This has gone off the rails. Did I not say this was going to go off the rails?
Yes. You're right.
All right. Let's steer the ship back on. Alisa, where are you performing next? And what's your schedule like?
Oh, my gosh. I wrote things down because I was like, I'm not going to remember all this.
Smart.
So give me one sec to pull it up. I know that this week on Thursday, I'll be doing poetry for a night at the library at Huffaker School. So that is like a children's poetry event. So yeah, I can be appropriate when I need to, but sorry, Casey.
That's okay.
I can be appropriate when I need to, and I'm going to be working with kids in the future. So that's kind of nice because that's my background. All right, so March 25th. So March 25th, we're going to have our third annual Storytellers in the Round at Black Rabbit Mead. It's at 7 p.m. and it's free, and it's going to be hosted by Griffin Peralta. But basically, we're going to have comedians, poets, writers all come together and do some storytelling. I mean, storytelling is inherently like related to poetry, but it's not my forte. So I won't be performing, but I'll definitely be supporting because it's part of Spoken Views' like events. And then I'm hosting a compliment poetry slam on April 17th at Black Rabbit, and that's at 7 p.m.
That's like the opposite of a diss.
Yeah. So it's actually like whoever can be the nicest will win. And it's like the audience judges everyone based on the amount of applause. And yeah, so I feel like poetry slams, usually it's like very intense subjects, and it's like you always have to have like a content warning, and it's going to be super triggering and crazy. And like the darker the poem, the higher the points usually. And so for the compliment slam, it's just going to be like you're going to compliment the fuck out of your opponent, and whoever does the best will win. And so I feel like that's right up my alley. Yeah,
so it's like 8 Mile in reverse.
Yeah. It's 8 Mile in reverse. But yeah, and then May 8th at Idlewild Park is going to be Bird is a Word, and that's at 6 p.m. It's going to be my bird poetry nature walk with a ranger. And I'm so excited for it.
Do we need to bring our own binoculars and shit, or like what do we do?
Usually they provide binoculars.
I
so,
got my own. So.
Yeah. You're already prepared.
I'm already prepared.
Are you a bird nerd too?
Kim, where are you peeping on?
You're a bird nerd too.
I'm a bird nerd.
What's your favorite bird?
Well, I like robins.
Yeah, American robins are badass.
They're my favorite. Any bird that's red.
Any bird that's
any
red?
Any bird that's red. Because rare red birds are pretty rare.
So like cardinals?
Yes, I love cardinals.
And how they have them in Christmas things and it's like
yeah,
two
yeah,
boys
yeah.
In
oh,
it.
That's my
it's
favorite.
Like gay,
yeah.
Gay Christmas.
And there's this yellow-bellied something. I can't remember the name of it.
Is it a warbler?
Yes. That's my second favorite.
I'm not a bird nerd, but I know warblers.
They're so cool.
Yellow-bellied warblers.
They're so cool. Yeah, and I like robins.
I really love chickadees, and I want to get one tattooed on me.
You should. Next to your shark. Shark eating the no.
I kind of, so like, I have this idea that I want a chickadee tattooed on me, but with like a mini cheeseburger by it, because they get called the cheeseburger bird.
Oh, yeah.
Because they sound like they're saying cheeseburger.
Yeah. I lived in Tahoe. We had those. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. But yeah, again, off the rails. Okay. That was so good.
Wow.
Good job. Is there a chickadee in the room? No. But yeah, so that's what's coming up. And then usually Monday Night Poetry, open mic. I try to practice things there.
Speaking of open mic, don't you run an open mic at Shims as well?
I do.
We very much love Shims. They did Merry Anarchy for us this last year.
It's a great building.
You guys have a show coming up
there. I have some stuff coming up. I'll tell at the end too.
Yeah.
I do a singer-songwriter open mic night at Shims on the third Thursday of each month. And I should say we, because it's technically a group effort.
It's all Casey.
It's just me.
It's Women's Month.
I know. But I do it with my boyfriend, Liam Kyle Cahill, and also Anthony Postman does all of our sound, and he's amazing. It's become this group effort, and it's so nice to share the responsibilities with other people.
Very cool.
But yeah, it's a lot of fun, and we do singer-songwriter open mic night, so people can bring their own songs, and if they have covers, you know, those are welcome too. But yeah, we have a lot of fun from 7 till 10, third Thursday at Shims.
Very cool. Yeah. Loving the Shims, dude. Yeah.
Do you guys have other shows coming up, though? Just you two? Just you?
Actually, next week for St. Patrick's Day, we are doing at Kiel for their crazy.
Nice.
You're always a Kielium.
I've been there 10 of the last 12 years.
That's the hottest club on that day.
The only 2 years I missed a COVID year, and then I missed a year where I went to Vegas and saw Flogging Molly.
Oh, well. You'll be forgiven.
You did a cruise too, right? Yeah. Did you do the Flogging Molly cruise?
I've been on it 4 or 5 times now, and Casey and I are going at the end of this year again.
Are you? You know you get to see Larry in his flask.
They're back
as the original lineup.
Hell yeah. Okay.
One time I saw Larry in his flask, the audience was the smelliest audience I've ever been in. It was like, I could not believe how much body odor was in that one room.
Body odor and patchouli and
stuff? Not even patchouli.
Straight,
distilled, practiced, like long-term BO.
Yeah, punks.
That's what I remembered is that the drummer stood up to play and the crowd really, really, really stank.
It's like full crust.
Yeah, amazing. But great show.
They're so good.
They're so good.
Yeah, great show.
And we are officially the hippest podcast right now because everybody here knows who the fuck Larry and his flask are. So that's pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, we don't have a ton of shows coming up. We've been recording. I'm in the middle of trying to finish recording my album. And Liam's been doing a bunch of recording too, but it's been 2.5 years in the process and finally coming down to the wire. I think last time I was here was like 2 years ago, and I was just started and was like, and I'm going to have it done in like 6 months.
Story of my life. God.
Hi.
You always have these ideals, you know, things that you're really trying for. And then,
yeah, it's nice to have plans, but whatever.
But it is actually getting closer now, and we're finishing up. So made a conscious effort to not play out as much because we were playing out a ton, and then you just don't have time. So, yeah. But we usually play at Black Rock Wine once a month, which is a lot of fun.
Nice.
And if people want to keep up with you and
yeah. So probably the best place is Instagram. Just Casey Christensen Music on Instagram is great. And then
with a K.
Oh yeah.
Christensen with a
C.
Christ E-N-S-E-N.
Christensen.
We will link it in the blog.
Yeah, that's great. But yeah, that's a great place to find me. Or my website, which is just Casey Christensen Music as well.
Oh, nice website.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. And you can keep up with Liam Kyle.
LiamKyleCahill.com. I have music on Spotify, Apple Music, all the thing. I put out my 6th album last year. And then this year, starting in 18 days, is going to be my first single. And for the next 10 months straight, I'm going to put out a cover song a month. And in December, it'll be a 10-song cover album.
Nice.
That's going to be something to look forward to.
I'm really excited. It's called Songs I Wish I Wrote. And it's 10 songs that like helped shape me as a songwriter. And they're not all super popular, famous radio songs, but they're just songs I love.
We should have you on to do that.
Sure.
Later in the year.
You're so right.
When you're ready.
Yes.
Yeah. I would love that.
That'll be fun.
First song's coming out in 18 days.
All right.
Nice.
And Alisa, do you have a website?
I don't have a personal website yet, which is like something that I need to do. So you can find poetry-related things at spokenviews.org. We have our events on there, calendar, ways to contact us. And then I'm pretty active on Instagram, and that's just at See Me Disco, like See Me Disco Dance. It's kind of silly, but I've had it forever, and it's a Latigre reference. So.
And it's the only way we would know you.
Yeah.
Fucking hip again, Latigre reference.
Oh, yeah. So hip.
Hip as fuck. right on. I got some Shims news. Well, actually, Wantanduli is actually playing the Alpine coming up with the Snares and Grime Dog. March 28th.
Nice.
That's the Sweet. Next show.
Okay, that's good. I can make it to that one.
And then Shims, man, Candy Apple and the Razor Blades and Wantanduli, April 11th at Shims.
Yeah.
And then you guys, I have a brand new announcement. Ooh. This is super exciting, and people who listen to the podcast are going to know about it first. We're going to be doing in Saturday, May 30th at Shims again, this festival called Friends of P. Ramirez Family Circus and the amazing Paulini present Friends of P. It's going to be a rock show and more for parents, teachers, benefiting parents, teachers, and caregivers, advocates of special needs kids. So we're very excited, and Mikey's putting that on. So,
hell yeah,
it's awesome.
Well, it's a Saturday?
Yeah, it's going to be there. A Saturday. It'll start early, you know, 5 or something.
Awesome.
And go all night. And, bands to be announced. It's the Ramirez Family Circus. So you could imagine.
Oh, I hope Nosebone bands
will
is there.
Probably be there. Nosebone will be there. Yay. For sure. I can confirm that. But yeah, and then.
Got your shame shirt on, I noticed.
You know, Zelina's going to do some mind fuckery for us
Hell
down
yeah.
there.
Oh, yay.
We're going to have a nacho dispenser.
Hell
free
what?
Nachos for
Holy
the people.
Holy shit.
And yeah, and maybe nice. Oingo Bingo and all kinds of shit.
Hell yeah.
You'll see.
Let me know if I can help.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm and super she's going to be needing advice too. Like, she's like, I want to talk to Cadillac Kim because she's done this so many times. And stuff, yeah. So,
I will help.
So it's very exciting around the Ramirez house.
Nice.
Anybody else got some stuff coming up they want to announce?
I do. I have a sad thing. It's not a sad thing. I'm very happy for my friend Raj, who is moving to fucking Detroit.
Oh, Raj Adul, wow. The Motor City.
I know. So wow. The Scattering Farewell to Raj show is actually
my God.
March 21st with Drag Me Under, Vicaire, and Tiger Lord.
You guys.
I'm
guys,
just so sad that Raj is moving.
I didn't know that was happening.
I know.
That is a huge loss,
a huge
for
loss.
Our city. Like, yes. Raj is responsible for many things sounding amazing in addition to being amazing himself.
To being just a fucking badass bass player.
Wow, that is really
musician,
sad.
A stand-up human being and one of my best friends.
And an incredible sound engineer and just... unbelievable. Like, I always know if that man's in the building, everything is going to be fine.
Yep.
Oh, that sucks.
Detroit
that we're losing
will benefit
him.
From that.
They better appreciate what they're getting.
Maybe he'll pass
gonna,
the torch.
He's going to make Reno look really cool, too.
Fuck yeah. Rock and roll town like Detroit. He's going to fit right in.
Yeah.
Right on, Raj Adul. We love you, dude.
Well, now we got somebody to visit in Detroit.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go to Detroit. I love those Midwestern cities and the architecture. I bet it's pretty nice. Yeah.
We got to wait for him to take over, and then we'll go.
Okay.
Yeah, give him a couple years to settle in and rise.
Exactly.
Let's close it out, and we'll say goodbye to everybody. One more poem from Alisa, and then two more songs from you guys,
Sweet.
And we're out of here. I'll say goodnight before the poem. Here we go. So for the Lord Strice, for the Reverend Rory Dowd, and everybody who showed up today, I'm Nick Ramirez saying thank you for being here, Casey, Liam, Alisa. I'm Nick Ramirez saying life is short and we love you. Thanks for listening.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
All right, so this poem is new. I have only read it one time, so... It's called
exclusive.
Blackout. Yeah, exclusive. It's called Blackout. I woke up with a stranger in my bed again. I had to make up an excuse to kick him out. I told myself I was going to rest this weekend, but
I'll sleep when I'm dead, and I guess you could say I was on the fast track to my death. I was 10 sheets to the wind most days, and I craved to be there when I was not. I don't think I've been fully sober since I was 15. I wasn't sure I'd be able to even try this world without a filter, this existence without a mask, social situations without a safety net. I was a deer in rose-colored headlights, sick of pouring myself into strangers when not feeling well meant not feeling well at all. Where all the best weekends were the ones I regret. And look how much I've changed. Finally feeling those big feelings, learning to sit in the discomfort of reality. Have you had sober sex in a while? It's a lot, but holy shit, it's holy communion. Let me worship another human divine. Have you ever said something so stupid in front of someone and remembered it the next day? Well, I'm gonna remember my stupid quotes for years to come, and honestly, it's not that bad to be human, to be full of awe and to be flawed, to feel new life and a new hope for a better future. This poetry gives me an adrenaline rush, like I just dropped from the top of a roller coaster, like I'm a shark cave diver facing the great whites of my eyes are finally clear. I met with my therapist for the 4th time this month, and I cried when someone at work was mean to me. And sometimes I have to Irish goodbye from parties, but I no longer forget to take my meds, and I'm more level-headed than I've ever been, and it's scary, yes, but I haven't felt more alive. I woke up in my bed with a stranger again, and she looks different. Shines brighter than before. I think this time I'll let her stay.
Nice.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say one thing about this song. This is actually the first song I ever wrote, and it was a song about my OCD and kind of how my brain works and trying to deal with all the stuff that my brain does to me and how my head works. And so I just wanted to share a little bit about that. It's called Can't Let Go.
My mind won't let
nice.
One more?
Sure.
When shortly after Casey and I met, like one of our first dates, I think the first time I ever had her over to my house, like, you know, a normal guy would be like trying to get her into bed. And I was like, let me show you this riff I'm working on, which is like a very me thing to do. And so this was sort of the first song we started working on. It wasn't the first song that we finished together, but, you know, came together about a year later. And it's still one of my favorite songs we've written so far. Mm-hmm. This song's called Simile.
Like blood, I feel you in my veins.
Like veins, I need you in my arms.
Like arms, I want you on my body. But unlike bodies, you and me, we no bounds, stoked like a fire, lit like a flame. Hold me through the darkness and I'll follow you into the light.
Like the sun, your radiance is blinding.
Like the sky, you're infinite and vast.
Like the earth, your gravity pulls the moon.
Like water, you give me life. And your depths are unknown.
Stoked like a fire, lit like a flame. Hold me through the darkness and I'll follow you into the light.
Let's make mistakes together, survive stormy weather, and come out on top in the end.
We make out like bandits, your touch feels like magic, you're my bright light in this dim world.
Let's make mistakes together, survive stormy weather, and come out on top in the end. Make out like bandits, your touch feels like magic. You're my bright light in this dim world. Like a fire, lit like a flame. Hold me through the darkness and I'll follow you into the light.